This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, May the 4th. Coming up on today's show, another player has been added to the 2016 Collegiate National Team, plus a member of the gold medal-winning Women's Pan Am Games team will be honored this coming Friday at her alma mater's baseball game. But first, let's see what's leading off. We'll start by swinging around the organization for some updates everywhere from the Sport Development Department to the National Team Championships and everywhere in between. First, the 2016 Collegiate National Team has added another player to their roster. Clemson freshman outfielder Seth Beer has accepted his invitation to play for Team USA. Beer leads Clemson in batting average at .419, home runs with 40, RBIs with 50, and slugging percentage at a massive .801. His 14 homers lead the ACC, and he is top 5 in each of the other categories.
Hey, it's Seth Beer here at Clemson. I just got word that I was invited to play with Team USA this summer. Can't wait to participate with this team and play with them. It's going to be great. And, I'm really looking forward to, meeting some of the other guys who made the team. And, obviously me being a young guy, going out there and meet some of the best players in the country, it's going to be great. I'm really going to enjoy it. This is a memory, finding out from Coach Lee that I made the team is going to be something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. It's a big part, you get to put on the jersey that says USA and represent your country. As a swimmer, I always wanted to be part of Team USA, within the Olympics, but, with swimming, that never happened. So being able to come out here and say that I get to be part of Team USA's baseball team is going to be something I'll never forget. And I want to thank, obviously, my family and Coach Lee and, obviously, all the players on Clemson's baseball team because, without them, I wouldn't be here. So thank you, and I can't wait to see you guys.
Beer joins Missouri's Tanner Houck and Oregon's David Peterson on the 2016 CNT roster so far. Malaika Underwood, a member of the 2015 Women's Pan Am Games team that won gold in Canada, was named USA Baseball's Sportswoman of the Year for 2015. She will be honored prior to her alma mater UNC's baseball game this Friday, and she will also be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. The USA Baseball Online Education Center launched the Play SunSmart module last week. Play SunSmart is a joint skin cancer initiative by Major League Baseball, the Major League Baseball Players Association, and the American Academy of Dermatology, and is supported by USA Baseball. The program aims to raise awareness for skin cancer and offers prevention and detection tips to the baseball community. MLB kicked off their Play SunSmart this past weekend. Another USA Baseball Major League Baseball joint initiative update, the amateur and youth organizations who have updated their level of compliance to PitchSmart have been announced. 17 programs have been added to the full compliance list, bringing that number up to 19 fully compliant organizations for 2016, and that adds to the now 9 select level compliance organizations and the 6 educational supporters. Registration for the National Team Championships is winding down, but there are still spots available on the individual teams for each age group. More information on how to sign up is available on usabaseball.com. We'll take a quick break here, but up next I'll update you on some more alumni performances around the majors and minors. You're listening to Our Pastimes Podcast. The USA Baseball Shop is the exclusive place to get the latest USA Baseball gear from Majestic Athletic, New Era, Nike, and other official licensees. From now until Sunday, you can get an additional 20% off already reduced sale items at usabaseballshop.com. Just use the code EXTRA, no space, and the number 20. That's EXTRA, no space, and the number 20. And now it's time for another alumni update. With 219 USA Baseball alumni active on Major League rosters, we have a lot of ground to cover each week. We'll start with MLB's April Players of the Month in the American and National League. They are a pair of teammates from the 2009-18 U National Team, Bryce Harper for the NL and Manny Machado for the AL. Harper batted .286 in April with 9 homers, 24 RBIs, 16 runs scored, and slugged over .700. Machado batted .344 in April with 7 homers, 16 RBIs, 20 runs scored, and 10 doubles. The two won gold together in 09 on the 18U national team, defeating Cuba in the Pan American Junior Championships. We also have a USA Baseball alumni who was awarded the NL Pitcher of the Month. Jake Arrieta won his third consecutive Pitcher of the Month award dating back to last season. He went 5-0 with 32 strikeouts and 36 innings pitched and has an even 1.00 ERA. I mentioned last episode the seemingly impossible regular season numbers Arrieta has dating back to August 4th of last year, but long story short, he is now 17-0 with an ERA hovering at 0.50 in his last 18 starts now, and the Cubs have lost just once in his last 24 regular season starts. Yeah, he's pretty good. Arrieta's 2008 Olympic teammate and now Cubs teammate Dexter Fowler is off to one of the best starts among any hitter in the majors. Fowler is batting .357 with 11 doubles, 21 runs scored, 15 RBIs, and his OPS is well over 1,000. He almost wasn't on the Cubs this year through free agency, but they are very, very glad that he's become a part of their team because he has been their best hitter so far. 2003 18U national team alum Neil Walker has been hitting at a prolific rate so far this year. In the past 2 weeks, he has 6 home runs while batting .373 to get his 2016 numbers up to a .305 batting average with 9 home runs, 19 RBIs, and 13 runs scored for his new team, the New York Mets. He doesn't lead the Mets in batting average. That honor belongs to 2012 and 13 CNT alum Michael Conforto. Conforto has been placed in the 3-hole in the Mets lineup and has responded by batting .337 with 11 doubles, 4 homers, and 18 RBIs so far in 2016. A pair of star USA alum were off to slow starts in their first few weeks of the season, but they have turned it on since the last episode of our Pastimes podcast and now are back in high gear. 2013 WBC alum Giancarlo Stanton has mashed 6 homers and knocked in 12 RBIs in the past 2 weeks, and 2010 Pan Am qualifier alum Mike Trout has batted .377 with 5 homers and 14 RBIs in the same time. We'll close out today's show right after this with another podcast giveaway. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. It is time for another giveaway for you this week on our Pastimes podcast. We are giving away 2 signed posters this week, and the prize is a great one. The posters are autographed by the entire 2006 Collegiate National Team. That includes major leaguers like Jake Arrieta, Todd Frazier, David Price, Brandon Crawford, Zach Cozart, Sean Doolittle, Pedro Alvarez. The list goes on and on. It was an impressive collection of collegiate talent back then, and now looking back now in 2016 is an impressive collection of major league players who have extended their baseball careers. In order to win, be the first one to tweet the correct answer to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast, but if you aren't the first one this week, that's okay because in addition we will be rewarding 1 random correct response the second poster. So if you answer first, you get that first poster. But if you answer correctly at all with the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast, you will be eligible to win at our random selection. Here is your question. From the 2006 Collegiate National Team, which 2 players pitched at least 1 inning and hit at least 1 home run on the team that summer? If you know the answer, tweet it to @USABaseball using that hashtag OurPastimesPodcast and you may win. And that'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Thank you all for listening. I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.